Elijah, are you ready to bring on the weird?
Yeah, man, I think so. How about you?
I'm ready. Totally ready.
That's good.
You can't be thinking you're ready. You gots to be ready.
Gotta be ready. Yeah.
All the time. Are you sure?
I'm always ready. Well, except for this episode, I didn't get my research done, so I wasn't ready.
Well, it's all right.
I'm
going to fall back on the old SCP.
Yeah, we got the COVID in the house.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, my wife called me yesterday. I was at work, so I was like, all right. I told my boss, we went yesterday to get a test, which was done. They do it for the kids in this school district at one of the schools around here. It was like a rapid test, yeah. And he came back positive. My daughter came back negative so far.
Oh. I was going to say, it's a rapid positive test. But if she got negative, then I guess it's a chance of the cards.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she didn't have any symptoms or anything. He did. And I got to get tested before I go back to work. And that's being mailed to me or something.
Thanks, Joey.
Yeah. Give me a free test.
Isn't he moving to... I thought I saw it. Headline, New York Times. Was it Times? Whatever. But I think he wants to put forth the... Every person in a household gets 8 tests a month.
Oh, really?
If it's needed or something, I don't know. And that seems a little crazy.
Yeah, I don't know.
8 tests a month?
You said 8?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
Breaking news. Yeah, New York Times. A new Biden administration plan will require private insurers to cover the cost for 8 at-home coronavirus tests per person per month. Insurers that do not require people to pay the upfront cost for tests at certain retailers will be charged no more than $12 per test if the test was purchased at an out-of-network site. Otherwise, insurers will be charged the full price of a test. So, who's getting charged? I don't understand the whole thing, really.
Look, the reason that you can't find a damn test now is because they made everybody test so much in the beginning. My daughter has to test to go back to school, and she had no symptoms. My son got tested because he did have symptoms.
So dumb.
So, that makes sense. You want to hear something even more dumb? For me to go back to work, I have to be out for 5 days.
Okay.
Around that fifth day, I have to get tested. But I can go back to work before my results come back as long as I wear a mask. So what's the point in me being out 5 days? Like, if I test positive on Thursday, I mean, that's 4 days I've been out of work.
Yeah.
For nothing. Because they're going to let me come back anyway before the results come back.
Really?
Yeah, as long as I wear a mask. As long as I've been tested, I have to get the test done. And then I can return after 5 days as long as I wear a mask.
It's so ass backwards. Totally pointless. It seems... It just doesn't make any sense at all.
No.
That's what chaps my nuggets about the whole thing. It just, none of it makes sense. Every time, who makes these rules? Just throw shit at the dartboard and be like, it's just like Mad Libs?
I don't know, man. It's bizarre. It doesn't make any sense, but, and I got to use vacation for this.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I got to use my PTO.
That's bullshit.
I just took a week after it renews the beginning of December. I just took a week at the end of December because the kids were all school. And now here we are. I'm using more time.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That'll fucking teach you to take time off.
Yeah. You know what they're doing? They're making it to where next time, I'm not going to tell my fucking boss. Seriously. They're making people lie. Because I'm not going to go in and say, hey, you know, my son has COVID, because they're going to send my ass home.
Mm-hmm. On your dime. They're going to send you home on your dime.
Yeah.
And you are a citizen of the United States of America that is willing to work, unlike a fucking truckload of them out there.
Mm-hmm.
piles of them, states of them, not just truckloads, whole states of them. Ugh. This is not a coronavirus rant.
No, but I wanted to bring it up in case I sniffle or I cough a little bit, because I think I've got, I don't know, I haven't been tested yet, so my voice might be a little fucked up. I might cough a little bit. I might sniffle, maybe sneeze, but I'll try to limit that.
You have the Delta Omni Unicron, My Little Pony, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Whatever the hell it is.
But we skip all the Greek letters, or whatever they are, or we use all of them except for Z, you know, XI, because that's the president of China. We don't. We were not going to use that one.
Really? Is that why?
I'm just speculating, but I mean.
Oh, I thought that was a thing. I was like, damn, we are petty.
Come on. Well, why'd we skip it? I guess we skipped a bunch of them.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Was there a beta? Maybe.
A lot of betas in this country.
Skipped right over Ligma, right to Omicron.
Wait, I thought there was a Ligma.
Was there?
No. I think you had made a joke about it before. That's why I said that.
Oh.
But like you said, this is not a coronavirus rant episode.
Nope. It's just I don't want to call it a filler, but because these are fun as hell when we do the SCPs.
Yeah, I like doing them. I think they're fun. There's just no real topic here on this one. They're fun stories and fun to joke about and easy to throw in when your podcast co-host doesn't get his research done.
We're in between topics.
Yeah. I'll be ready next week.
It's a nice palate cleanser because we went from, we did Ragnarok. What was the one before that?
The Antonio Villas Boas.
Oh, yeah. The alien babe.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the numbers on that one? Holy crap.
No.
There was 97 listens within 24 hours.
Oh, nice.
I'm excited for that. I remember the days when we were like, oh, yeah, 25 listens in a week. Look at us go.
I know, man. It's bizarre.
Love it. So you're going to do your SCP first.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
I'm going to do SCP 1136. It's called Subjective Directional Gravity.
That should be fun.
Yeah, I read through one of the addendums. I was like, that's pretty funny. Let's do that.
You read ahead? You didn't just look at the description and you went all the way to the addendum?
I didn't read anything except for part of one of the addendums. And I was like, that's a funny line. So let's do it.
All right.
All right, let me give you. It's a Euclid, by the way.
So we could die. We might not die. We have no idea.
Yeah. No clue. But I'll give you a little description and then maybe we'll figure out if we're going to die or not. SCP-1136 appears to be a species of small lizard similar to Hemidactylus frenatus, which is a common house gecko, apparently.
Okay.
And is physically indistinguishable other than its anomalous property.
Uh-oh.
Anomalous property. When specimens of SCP-1136 are startled or frightened, they cause gravity within a radius of approximately 7 to 8 meters to align itself with its orientation without affecting the specimen itself. Well, that's pretty crazy.
So there's a bunch of them? When specimens, there's more than some.
Yeah, I guess. So if they're on your ceiling, don't scare them. Otherwise, your gravity's going that way, buddy.
Within 7 to 8 meters. That's far. I don't know what a meter is in English, but that's far, isn't it?
I don't know in English, man. This occurs instantaneously and without any measurable change in the physiology of SCP-1136, other than that which is normal for a surprise response in normal geckos. Fucking geckos.
So
what is that word?
7 to 8 meters is 22 to 26 feet.
Damn.
I know, right?
When you see 7 to 8 meters, you're like, I don't know. What is that? Like 7 feet?
Maybe. No, 22 feet.
Wow. Crazy. And if it's like 50 degrees Celsius, it's like 1 million degrees Fahrenheit. Like, what is the, what's the conversion here? You know what I mean? It's crazy. Kilometers to miles. There's got to be an easy conversion. Like, if you're, say, you're going 50 kilometers, what is that in miles? I don't know. I got to learn these conversions so I can get them.
I don't even know if it's going to be that easy. I think a kilometer is 3.1 miles. Or no, is that 5? That's 5K.
Yeah, 5K is 3.1 miles. 3.13 or something like that, I think.
Yeah. Right. Hemidactylus? Hemidactylus. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just not going to say it. I'll tell you that.
Just say, house gecko.
Gecko.
Why is it a house gecko?
You can save 15% or more. You said, do they have houses?
It's a house gecko. It says a common house gecko, the Hemidactylus frenatus. Does that mean it's frantic?
I don't know. Maybe.
Wait a minute.
Frenatus?
Isn't the Russians, isn't there a satellite with a bunch of lizards on it right now? We don't know if they're dead or alive because Russia lost contact with them.
Well, just a bunch of lizards probably dead.
Fucking in orbit.
Literally?
I think that's what the experiment was, to see if they could reproduce in orbit.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know what kind of food they would have had, but
each other.
They can't. They don't contact it anymore. They can't.
Hmm.
So there's the lizard people. They're coming eventually.
Oh, the probably. Lizard people are already here. The Clintons.
The Zuckerbergs.
Mm-hmm. The fucking Bezos.
Just the one?
Well, I don't know. I don't know the rest of them, but I know the one. He's a different kind of lizard. Where was that? Oh. This effect continues as long as SCP-1136 remains frightened, and the direction of the gravity shift will continuously change to match its current orientation.
God.
So if you scare this thing, and he's like on the ceiling, and then he goes and runs to the wall, you're just boom, boom, you're just ping-ponging around, you know, pinballing around ping-pong, yeah.
And so at 22 to 26, I mean, it is a radius. Holy shit. So all the shit in your house will just go poof, 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 until the lizard calms down.
Yeah, wow.
Or gecko, whatever it is.
Is there a difference?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
A gecko is part of the lizard family? I don't know.
SCP-1136-01 was discovered on Redacted, Redacted, 1980 Redacted.
Ooh.
Following anomalous reports at a local hospital in Redacted.
So much information.
Yeah, I know. You feel like you know it all now, don't you?
It's a crystal clear picture.
Good. That's what I'm trying to paint for you, man.
Appreciate it.
You got it. Wherein several children were admitted with minor injuries and limb fractures after reportedly chasing a gecko up the wall of their classroom. Class A anesthetics were administered to all affected civilians, and several SCP-1136-01 specimens were located in and retrieved from the school.
What? I mean, that would be kind of cool. So you're just running after the lizard that's on the floor, suddenly it's on the wall, and you can just run up the wall too, and you're good.
Yeah.
But then you want it to calm down because you're shitting your pants because now you're on the ceiling hanging out with the lights. Like, okay, lizard, calm down. And then it does.
So, oh, I just thought of something. Way scary, dude. Well, maybe not, because it's only 20-some feet. I mean, it's still scary. Like, what if it's on it's on your porch, and you scare it, and it runs up to the roof, like the ceiling part of the overhang, but you're out in the yard, and you just launch up into the sky.
But then, once you go out of that bubble of effect, will gravity grab you again and you just start boom, 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 boom?
Oh, yeah. Maybe. Yeah, unless it runs away and you just get launched up in the air and then you just plummet back to the ground from like 20-some feet in the air.
These things are not safe.
Well, they're Euclids. They're not sure. You want me to read these addendums?
Sure.
All right. Addendum 1136-01. Incident log 1136-012. Okay. On a redacted date, Dr. Redacted accidentally dropped a clipboard while within SCP-1136-01's enclosure, startling it and causing it to run up the wall of its terrarium. During the subsequent gravity shift, Dr. Redacted was thrown against a nearby wall, which further startled SCP-1136-01 and resulted in a cyclical gravity shift that continued for several minutes. Dr. Redacted was finally removed and treated for multiple bone fractures and a severe concussion.
Holy shit. Don't drop a clipboard, for God's sakes.
Yeah. Just scared it. It just started running around. He's like, bwah, bwah, bwah. Like, somebody get in here and calm this fucking thing down, man.
They should pad the room where these things are.
Yeah, they should.
Just put them in, you know, put mattresses all over the walls.
I think that's how they do it, right? They just nail mattresses to the wall.
Yeah, for crazy people. Mm-hmm. Oh, is that derogatory?
Hey, yeah, probably. You probably shouldn't say it.
Deranged? Psychotic?
No, anything that hurts somebody's feelings is offensive nowadays, and you can't say it, probably.
What the fuck do you say?
You can't say anything. That's the problem. You can't say anything.
The guy. You assumed his gender. Fuck. The person over there that's not doing something traditional.
We just got canceled, man.
Addendum 1136-02, experiment log 1136-021. SCP-1136-01 was successfully bred with a normal male Hemidactylus frenatus, I guess. That's how you spell it, or pronounce it, on a redacted date. And its offspring were determined to exhibit the same anomalous property as the original. Great. These specimens have been designated SCP-1136-02 male and SCP-1136-03 through SCP-1136-06 female. So they just bred a bunch of them. Great. That's cool.
And it like doesn't even get less. You know what I mean? It's like if they were bred from one that could do this, they have the same power as well. It's not like like maybe it's like, I don't know, 3 meters.
That would be fine. If you could breed it out of them.
Yeah, eventually. But there's a very interesting paradox. Just the other day I was thinking, I heard it. I don't even remember what the paradox is. But you can, if you take my desk.
Okay.
And then you take half of it. And then you take half of that half section. And then you take half of that section. You can have something forever. Because you're never taking 100%. You're only taking 50%.
So part of it would still be in there somewhere.
Yeah, maybe. But that paradox.
Yeah. With a physical object, I guess eventually, never eventually, because it's always getting halved, there's always going to be a part of the physical object. But with genetic traits, so you would breed it out until it's so minuscule it has no effect.
Well, yeah, but...
But then you're so many generations from the original that what's the potential that somewhere down multiple generations of low effect, they will start breeding back into it?
Well, I think they would have to find another one that had a lot, right? Or no?
Would they start building it back, though? If you had two that were, I don't know, 1/8 effect... Then now that offspring would have a quarter effect, maybe?
I don't know. It's one of those things where, like, it's just too much for me to think about, you know? Like,
especially with foggy brain.
Yeah, COVID brain or whatever they call it. Me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Addendum 1136-03. Incident log 1136-019. SCP-1136-01 was found dead in its containment area on a redacted date. Apparently of natural causes. Dissection of the dead specimen showed no abnormalities or unusual structures.
Oh, good. I think. Is that good?
Well, no.
Why?
Well, something's got to be different in that thing to be able to affect gravity.
It should be, but maybe not on the surface. Did they dig into the blood and all the bits? They just said dissected.
Oh, that's, yeah, dissection. They didn't say there was, like, an autopsy or anything. So they didn't, like, examine the brain and all that, I wouldn't think. They just cut it open and looked.
Yeah, so if it comes from, really dig into this, if it comes from the fight or flight, and when it goes into flight mode, that's when shit goes crazy in the environment, so... That sounds like it would be a brain thing or a chemical thing. Where would that chemical be released then?
In the brain. It would definitely have to be a brain thing, in my opinion.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because you got telekinesis, all this telepathy, all this stuff that people say is possible and other people say is not, but that's done with the brain. So it would have to be a brain thing.
Telekinesis does not come from the pancreas, is what you're saying.
I didn't think so. Mm-mm. Telekinesis? Your knee?
Oh,
there's a hint there.
Oh, no. You figured it out.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Addendum 1136-04. Incident log 1136-026. Permission was granted by Site Command on redacted date to perform a vivisection on SCP-1136-04.
Yikes.
Upon incising into the specimen's abdomen, data expunged, believed to be a short-lived gravitational singularity which caused catastrophic damage to the experiment site. The abdomen.
Wow. So what, they, like, damaged it, and then they damaged the little singularity, and that is what caused damage to the site?
Well, holy shit, yeah, I guess.
It's like they're dissecting a bomb, and they clipped the wrong wire, you know?
Shit, don't do that.
Yeah, yikes.
All right, guys, listen, I'm going to cut the atom in half. Oh, shit, he's dead. And so is everybody else in 2 miles.
Yeah, and so are we. Addendum 1136-05, researcher note. Following an increasing number of anomalous incidents reported in the redacted region, it is currently believed that there is a standing wild population of SCP-1136 specimens.
Fuck.
A foundation containment team has been assigned to the area, but due to the small size of SCP-1136 and its similarity to mundane house gecko specimens... I told you I'm not saying that damn word. Complete containment of all wild specimens is expected to be extremely difficult, if at all possible. Dr. Redacted, Senior Researcher.
Good Lord, that's worse than herding cats, because once these guys get spooked, then the trees will flip up their skirts and you'll see the inside of a tree.
Well, that's an interesting description there.
So, I wonder if they would be able to... I guess you'd have to have a really good eye for it, because if it's the center of the gravitational field, and that if it runs through some trees, you could see where it is affecting the tree, where the leaves would be falling up. Then, so then you could see where the center of that effect is. I don't know.
Yeah, couldn't you just do something to scare them where you think they are and just see what the hell happens? Like, all of a sudden, the tree branches start standing straight up. You're like, all right, we got one over there in that tree. You know what I mean?
Maybe. But I wonder how it would have to be contained. Would you have to build, like, an entire facility around there? and have it severely anchored to the earth?
Well, I think you're going to tell us how to contain it, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
You want me to?
Well, I was just speculating on all sorts of weird shit and to catch those ones out in the wild.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you would need, because it doesn't say that it's confined to whatever space it's in. It's confined to the 7 to 8 meters, which could be outside of a cage.
Right.
But what happens if it gets scared upside down outside and it's in a cage? So it's on the ceiling of the cage and it gets scared. Does it just float off into space? Because it's a bubble around it, you know what I mean? So eventually it just keeps going up, 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 up.
Oh, that's interesting to think about too.
See, just glue them all to an upside down something and scare the shit out of them. They're gone. Boom. It's the moon's problem now.
Moon problem. Yeah, we don't need to worry about it. They're just floating off. They get blown someplace.
You see that new movie coming out?
Moonfall?
Yeah.
I'm interested in it. That's
Yeah, me too.
The guy who did The Day After Tomorrow, Roland Emmerich.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's a director.
That's him?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a cool concept, and it's one that's not talked about enough in science fiction, I don't think.
The trailer kind of gives that. It's not a twist. I guess it's some kind of twist, but the trailer gives it away, right?
I don't. What gives away what it is? What's happening?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's basically the moon is a space station, right?
I thought it was an egg.
Oh, it's an egg?
I don't know.
Oh, shit. Well, I guess.
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, either I didn't watch it well enough and understand it, or you didn't. I don't know.
Well, let me tell you how to contain 1136.
Sounds great.
SCP-1136 specimens are contained in separate 1 meter by 1 meter by half a meter terrariums secured within an isolated, soundproof chamber at site redacted. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All fixtures within SCP-1136's containment room must be bolted down or otherwise secured against shifting during a localized directional event.
Wow.
So everything would have to be tethered. There would have to be some sort of crazy anchors to the earth for shit not to float away.
It's like they're all contained in like the Hannibal Lecter room. You know what I mean? Like it's just in the center of the room. It's also contained into this box, but there's nothing else can be around it because it just, everything, you know what I mean? Like, it can't be too close to a wall because anything near that, what if it's something on the other side of the wall? Then it gets slammed into the wall.
So it'd have to be far away from everything.
Mm-hmm. Just in the center of the room.
Now, I wonder if you have multiple ones that are all scared. Does the gravity effect increase? So it's like two of them would create 2 times gravity.
Well, I was thinking as soon as you asked that question, would another one be affected by one's gravity? You know what I mean? So if one's scared, would that gravity affect the other one?
Right. And maybe that one. And then in turn, that would scare that one when it starts flipping around the cage when it didn't want to?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or it's just chill. What if you have one that's chill as F? Like, goddamn it, Gecko, dude. Again? You're just floating around.
That's what you do, dude.
You chill out.
You just pump a bunch of pot smoke in the room, and then they all just calm down, not getting scared anymore. They're just chill.
Lay hungry back. As F.
Look, I'll put extra food in there. I don't care. Just don't go freaking out, man.
Sometimes it'll float around, sometimes it won't. Experimentation with SCP-1136 requires prior permission from at least 2 level 3 senior researchers, and personnel within SCP-1136's containment area must wear magnetized boots or otherwise be secured against possible shifting.
Not a bad idea.
That's a whole other level of OSHA in there, baby. But it should be. Wouldn't it make more sense to have a smaller lab that, you know, it's only, the ceiling's only as high as it needs to be, like, I don't know, you have a 6'10 doorway, so the ceiling's only 7 feet. So that your head is only a couple more feet to the ceiling.
Yeah, but you would have to put some sort of protective barrier on the outside still to prevent other things from inadvertently being affected by a scared gecko. You know what I mean? If there's a bird just chilling on the roof, all of a sudden it gets like mashed down. It's going to be like, what the hell's happening here? I don't know.
I don't know either. But that's the first one. So that means break time, baby.
Break time.
All right. Here we go.
Here we go.
Now, you've heard of bottomless pits, right?
Yeah.
Where, you know, they're so deep that they don't appear to have a bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know much about this next thing. I looked at the length of the SCP article, and I'm like, yeah, that's a fine length.
Yep.
And good length. The name of this one is SCP-685 non-bottomless pit. So was it like a ditch? Like a street?
Yeah, like a pothole.
But if it's non-bottom, so it is a pit, but it's non-bottomless. And has a bottom?
It has a bottom. My guess. How's going on with that boom?
I don't know. It's pissing me off is what it's doing.
I've been wanting to get a new one. Here we go.
Just get it mad. Yeah. Angry it.
I've been wanting to get a new one where it doesn't have the springs. It's built into the, you know, the joint of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I haven't looked into them, but I've seen a lot of the bigger podcasts have them, and you don't hear them move. When they move them, you don't hear shit.
Yeah, I really want to get a real good speaker. Who is it? The Hodge Twins. They just have their mics. Did I say speaker? What the fuck?
Yeah.
A mic. Mm-hmm. They just have their mic sitting right on their desk, and they have their hands on the desk, and they're constantly moving around, but you never hear anything else.
Is it sitting on the desk, or is it a pole coming up? You know what I mean? Maybe there's a hole in the desk.
Yeah, I think it's a stand.
Oh, okay.
It has some legs that's just sitting on the desk. Mm. And you can see the wire hanging off the back of the desk.
Oh, yeah.
But they sound good. We just can't afford a stupid amount for mics.
Nope, not yet. Because you guys aren't watching us. You're not watching us enough on Rockfin.
Rockfin.com/Bring on the Weird.
Mm-hmm.
Although people are... Who the fuck is buying the Stages of Hunger shirts, man?
Well, I don't know. Did we sell another one?
I think it was earlier this week. Or last week. It's like every time there's a sale that somebody buys another one. And it's random, too. It's not always the same. It's on a bunch of products. It's not always the same product.
Right, yeah.
I don't know, dude. Whatever it is. But let me tell you about SCP-685, non-bottomless pit.
Let's hear it.
SCP-685 is a large pit located in a remote mountain region of Redacted, located at Redacted, Redacted South, and Redacted, Redacted East, the coordinates.
Hmm.
It is roughly circular with a mean diameter of 33.5 meters, which is big. If 7 to 8 meters is 22 to 26 feet, 33.5 meters must be gargantuan.
Yeah, that's huge.
I don't know how many feet it is.
Like a fucking volcano. Sinkhole.
Do we want to know? I have the converter thing up. 33.5. 109.9. Let's call it 110 feet.
Outrageous.
Huge. 33.5 meters and appears to be a natural opening in the Earth's crust with no signs of excavation.
Okay. Hollow Earth, man.
Oh, shit. There's the entrance. Somebody forgot to board it up.
Mm-hmm.
Roughly once every 2 to 5 hours, objects are observed rising out of the pit, pausing at a height of +2 meters relative to the rim of the pit before descending back into SCP-685. Whoa. I guess it is Hollow Earth.
Yeah.
Objects? Just objects? Like what? Toasters and stuff? Toasters just pop out and like, well, this isn't where I want to be.
Did you fucking say toasters?
Yeah.
Maybe.
just launching bagels out.
In the redacted years that SCP-685 has been under observation, no object dropped into the hole has emerged from it again. How is it a non-bottomless pit when it clearly is a bottomless pit where nothing comes back?
Well, maybe it's just so nice down there. You know what I mean? Maybe they got a bunch of big screens. They all got good wings and beer. You know what I mean? You just stay.
That'd be fine. I'd go.
Yeah.
Descending into the pit presents a danger to any explorer as the objects have progressively higher velocities the deeper they are observed in the pit. That sounds like Hollow Earth shit.
What do you mean higher velocities?
I don't know.
Are things whizzing by like horizontally through there? Like just like Indiana Jones booby trap shit?
You descend in and there's just, I don't know, toasters just everywhere, I guess.
A lot of toasters, man.
I don't know why toasters.
Well, it's fun, you know. Who doesn't like a toaster? You toast your bread. You toast your bagels. You toast your English muffins.
I don't like it at high velocities, though.
Look, if my toaster right now could shoot a bagel down in my mouth pretty fast, that's what I want.
You just put like an angle above the toaster. It'll fire it out. And then it just angles. It's like a Rube Goldberg machine with just a toaster.
Yeah, I need something to put some fucking cream cheese on it, though, for me. Because I'm not eating just a bagel plain.
If it came out at high enough velocity, could you just... It'll just swipe across some cream cheese.
Yeah. Great idea, dude. Just have it skim across. But it's got to be a high-velocity toaster. Because my toaster just goes... And they just stick up. Actually, I don't even use a toaster. I don't use a toaster in I don't know how long. Use a toaster oven.
There you go.
But
what's going on with cream cheese?
I don't know. Not enough cows. Maybe the cows getting COVID.
COVID cream cheese. Because all the like store brand shit is gone. The only thing you can get is $4 Philadelphia cream cheese.
Oh, that's the only one I buy, dude. What are you talking about?
I get the Wise brand. That's fine. It's fine.
No way. No way. Look, certain things you can get store brand. Certain things you cannot. Bread, you cannot. Cheese, you cannot. I even get milk store brand, but certain things you cannot do. And I am on board with not cream cheese.
You got to have the Philly cream cheese.
Yeah, that's all we buy.
What if you went out to the Dakotas and there was no Philly cream cheese? You just skip cream cheese?
I would get another expensive one. Just in hopes that it would be better than store brand.
This is on par with the price of Philadelphia cream cheese that I buy on the East Coast, so I shall select this one this time.
And probably some Wisconsin cream cheese. I don't know.
Ooh, that's probably delicious as shit.
Probably the best.
And when I say that, I mean probably good. If it's Wisconsin. Oh.
Delicious as shit.
All right.
So you like it or you don't like it?
It's bad. So... Bad, not good? Bad, good? What are you doing?
It's sick. Is it good or bad? I don't know.
English, what are you doing?
It's kids. Kids these days, man.
What was a? Isn't there a quote about the English language? It's a three other languages disguised in a trench coat or something like that. Something weird.
Yeah, it probably is. Because some of our words are basically Spanish words.
Yeah.
And some of our words are basically German words.
Mm-hmm.
And probably French as well.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there's plenty of that. Like French toast.
French fries.
Clearly French.
French onion soup.
Uh-huh. See? Despite the impossibility of this. Despite the impossibility of this behavior is consistent with objects accelerated solely by gravity through an airless corridor crossing the Earth's extent. Wow. I don't think we're going to unpack that.
So is it like a gigantic hyperloop?
Whoa.
That goes all the way around the Earth?
Maybe. So does it pick up velocity as it's going?
I guess. That's why things never come back. There is a bottom to it, but they're just being launched.
They're so far away.
They're going around the entire Earth.
However, an investigation of area within a 100-kilometer radius of the site opposite SCP-685 revealed no topological anomalies. So even if the pit does descend past the Earth's crust, it does not emerge on the other side. Well, there's that.
Well, I mean, there's only one entrance and one exit. Except no exit, I guess. Just one entrance.
And no exit.
No exit. You go in, but you're not coming out.
They just use it as a landfill, then.
Great idea. What happens if it eventually gets full, though?
Just regurgitates all the a millennium of trash.
Like the Old Faithful. It's,
what?
Like Old Faithful.
Oh.
Just starts blasting trash into the air.
The hole itself is under constant video surveillance. A list of objects dropped or released into the hole since observation began can be found in document number 685-B. Since redacted June redacted, all objects greater than 10 centimeters in diameter emerging from SCP-685 have been tracked by a high-sensitivity radar system. Emerging. Caught by an automated robotic arm suspended over the pit and placed in containers for study by on-site staff. Okay. Hmm. Specimens cataloged in this manner include 34% rock debris of indeterminate origin, 31% rock debris from around the site, 27% organic debris, like trees and stuff,
or people,
parts of people.
Parts of people, yeah.
Well, maybe that's what the data expunged is. 7% data expunged. Parts of
maybe
people.
That's alien shit.
Alien scat.
Well, not actual shit. You know what I mean.
The organic debris retrieved from the pit usually consists of data expunged. Thank you. That's helpful.
Yep. Answers our question.
A full listing of all objects observed emerging from the SCP-685 are listed in document number 685-C. Those cataloged by the automated system are cross-listed in document number 685-C-1. Additionally, a catwalk is occasionally extended across the pit to gather smaller objects which emerge from SCP-685. A report of the composition of the debris may be viewed by Level 3 or higher personnel in document 685-D. All objects retrieved from the pit and deemed not to merit further study are returned to the pit. So, like, this is junk.
Just throw it back in. But they don't even know what the hell it is. They're just like, well, this is probably junk. And it's just, like, the key to the universe. You know what I mean?
All he had to do was clean it up a little bit, run under some cold water.
A little toothbrush, brush on it, and be like, oh, that's where we came from. You know? Like,
there it is.
But he just throws it back in the pit.
Fucking personnel D, just chucking it back in the hole.
Yeah, you can't trust that, man.
Human exploration of SCP-685 has been limited to the lighted portion of the hole to reduce the incidence of injuries from collisions with objects emerging from the pit. You don't want to collide with a rogue toaster.
No. Zoof. It's still hot, damn it. You know, the sides of the toasters can get hot.
These limited surface studies have detected no deviation in the wall of the pit from known local geographic strata. In 19 redacted, a Class D personnel was lowered to a depth of 1.75 kilometers before being incapacitated and retrieved. See? Fucking Class D, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, what, do you get knocked out by a toaster?
They'll never know. Before contact was lost, subject reported that the temperature remained approximately the same of the entire descent past 30 meters and that the pit slowly widened the farther down it went. Okay, that's good to know. This was subsequently confirmed by an unmanned observation probe lowered on redacted November 2000 redacted, which was lowered to a depth of 9.5 kilometers before being pulverized. Oh, that's cool. It recorded a constant temperature of 12.1 degrees Celsius for the entire descent. I don't know what that is in regular people.
Probably 1,000 degrees. I don't know.
1,000 degrees. And the probe's laser rangefinder detected an increase of 0.92 meters per 100-meter descent. So every 100 meters down, it got wider by almost a whole meter, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right. I'm just too dumb to get it. I got it now.
Due to the likelihood that further exploration using similar methods will not be able to progress further, and that reinforced probes are unlikely to add significantly to the data known about SCP-685, further exploration of the pit is discontinued as of redacted, redacted, 2000, redacted.
Come on. You got to keep doing it.
What do you mean? Seriously.
Discontinued? You don't even know what the hell it is. You're like, all right, well, we should just stop. We're going to stop. What is it? I don't know.
It's just a big fucking hole. I don't know. It's just.
Yeah. Just you know, it's not hurting us. It's not hurting us. All right. I guess.
Just stay away from it. Maybe. But I wonder if they could take, because microchips are getting smaller and smaller. So they could take, like, how big is a Starlink satellite? There's a bunch of them. They're not that big, right?
I don't know how big they are.
So, well, I guess what I'm getting at is the smaller you have the probe, the less likely it can be struck by rogue toasters, right?
I would guess, yeah. And you know they're already putting microchips in these vaccines. They can get it pretty damn small.
Pretty damn small. Did you see there was a thing on, what was it? It was either Gateway Pundit or Epoch Times. I think it was Epoch Times. Something about the vaccine where it was dehydrating. I know it's way out there, conspiracy theory. But something about it in your system, when it dehydrates, it forms, something about it forms some sort of square thing. So
really?
So once parts of it do whatever they're doing, then they can form together. That seems way the fuck out there, but I don't know.
Maybe it's a square microchip.
Right.
What the hell has Intel been doing?
They've been pretty quiet for a while, haven't they?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that's why I got AMD in my computer, Intel, because I don't trust you.
Note, SCP-685 is not a disposal pit. We do not know where it goes. We don't need to be telling anyone on the other end that we're here. We won't need our garbage boomeranging back at us years from now. Dr. Roger. Wow.
We just talked about it, kind of. Don't use it as a landfill, Will.
Because it'll come back. Dr. Roger says so.
Aaron Rodgers? Dr. Roger, I know. You want me to read this document?
Sure. Then I guess, are you going to tell us how to contain a hole?
Yeah, I'll do it both, right?
All right.
Unless you want it. What do you want to do?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Go ahead.
You read all that. Yeah, I'll read this. Document number 685-D. Analysis of all rock debris obtained from SCP-685 reveals no anomalies and is consistent with terrestrial origin. Analysis of the organic debris reveals that while DNA was unable to be isolated from any sample, in roughly 63% of the samples obtained, mass spectroscopy detected the pervasive presence of redacted non-conical amino acids, including data expunged.
Good to know.
Doesn't sound good, though. I mean, they're like, look, there's some shit. We got to take this out. The people can't be reading this. We got to take it out. Only a handful of known terrestrial organisms use non-conical amino acids, and of those, each only uses one.
Oh, shit. So this was a pervasive presence of more than single-digit redacted non-conical amino acid. So that could be a problem.
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, you know what I never did? I never told you the algebra class.
Oh.
It's a Euclid.
Of course it is. I mean, I guess it kind of is, right? It's not directing any harm towards anybody. It's just there. If you leave it alone, it leaves you alone.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what it sounds like. Don't go tripping into the hole. you're going to not be here anymore.
How deep is the hole, did we say?
Didn't say something about it up to 100 kilometers. They didn't notice anything anomalous. But they've only been so far.
Yeah.
Like on the opposite side of the earth, they didn't notice anything.
Yeah. Okay. Petri dishes with media incorporating the non-conical amino acids was used to grow cultures taken from all objects retrieved from the pit.
Okay.
Organisms cultured exhibited data expunged and are resistant to all known antibiotics.
COVID. That sounds bad too.
To date, none have been found that survive autoclaving or incineration.
Great. So they're impervious to terrestrial things.
Well, you just burn them. You know what I mean? Just put a bunch of flamethrowers around the edge and just keep the fire going.
Oh, to date, none have been found that survive autoclaving or incineration. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Additionally, carbon-14 dating of the organic debris exhibiting terrestrially normal amino acid compositions reveals that none of the debris is less than 35 years old.
Okay, that's very specific. Like you would say under 100 or 1,000, but none are less than 35 years old.
So something happened 35 years ago that created this hole.
Maybe.
This is unsurprising in light of the desiccated hexapod corpse observed on redacted February redacted before the construction of the automated retrieval system.
Great.
Desiccated hexapod corpse. Yeah. That. Wow. Where do they occur? Where do they occur?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
A desiccated hexapod. Is that a fossil? Are they extinct?
A hexapod? I thought a hexapod was a bug.
I don't know. Like a potato bug?
I don't know.
Is it an old bug?
Well, I'll just tell you how to contain this fucking thing, and we can forget about it. A hexapod.
Okay.
I'm not a bugologist.
A fly.
It's a fly?
The subphylum Hexapoda comprises most species of arthropods and includes the insects, as well as three much smaller groups of wingless arthropods. And there's just a picture of a fly, just like a regular old fly.
All right, so a fly is a hexapod, and there was a desiccated corpse of one. But it's got to be pretty large, right? This desiccated hexapod. Because you're not just going to be here and be like, wow, look at that little tiny fly that I can barely see. That thing's been desiccated. What does desiccated mean?
I just thought, like, rotten, dead.
Okay.
I think it's rotten.
Sure. Let me tell you how to contain this bish.
Please. Just a hole. Dried out.
Yeah. Pretty easy, right? Fill it with concrete.
Done. And just keep... Concrete just keeps going in.
Oh, yeah. Like a concrete truck. It just never sets. As SCP-685 is a geological feature, it is unable to be moved from its current location.
Hmm.
A 20-kilometer radius around SCP-685, designated Research Site 85, is to be kept clear of all non-indigenous or non-foundation personnel. In addition to on-site personnel, SCP-685 is to be monitored remotely via satellite from Command Redacted.
Oh, that sounds serious.
It does, yeah. I mean, can I put in a resume? I'd like to work for Command Redacted. Sounds important. Non-biological objects are to be autoclaved or immersed in 10% bleach solution for 30 minutes before being removed from the site.
Okay.
All other... There's not a better way to clean just 10% bleach solution.
You just throw it into a bucket of bleach and it's good to go.
Like, hey, Jim, the Clorox truck is here. All right, have them fill up the tanks. We're going to be pulling a lot of shit out today.
Got your automated arm just ripping shit out of the hole.
They just got like a big net. They stick like a big fishing net. They stick down there and I got a few. All other objects are to be kept under BSL-3 conditions for no less than 6 months.
don't know what that means.
I don't know. Personnel rotating off duty at Site 85 will be quarantined for 1 month.
Damn, I thought 5 days was bad.
And subject to weekly physical examinations for the next 2 months afterward.
Holy crap.
So that's 3 months of their time being taken up because you're quarantined for a month. And then for the next 2 months, you got all these fucking physical exams.
So then you go back to work or do you have a couple days off? What are you doing?
You got to go right back to it, man. Because they think quarantine is vacation. They think you're out there having a good time. They're like, well, you just had all that time off. But I didn't have time off. I mean, I wasn't here, but it wasn't fun.
No, it wasn't fun. You think I'm having fun in my own house? I'll do that shit here.
No, this is not a place for fun. Serious business. Charges of C4 are to be placed every redacted meters. It looks like a single digit. Are to be placed every redacted... Huh?
1 through 9.
Yes. Around the circumference of SCP-685. To be armed and detonated in the event of an incoming hostile object.
What? So we're assuming that there's going to be something that comes out of this pit that's angry?
Would it be incoming or outcoming? It's coming out. Out of our Earth.
Incoming, outgoing.
Is it outgoing?
But it would come out to us.
But it would be incoming to us. Words are weird.
Don't be shitting out hostilities.
No.
Earth.
Don't. Fucking Gaia. Isn't that what they call Earth? Gaia?
Gaia and Luna hanging out.
Mm. Should any hostile object survive the explosion, it is to be engaged by the current on-site mobile task force. That sounds like serious business. The MTF? Mm-hmm.
You want to apply for that one?
Yeah, definitely, because that looks like... they saw some shit. They were probably the ones in Afghanistan shooting giants. You know?
The MTF.
Mm-hmm. The mobile task force. We got a task for you.
To get from wherever this is, on whatever part of the Earth, to Afghanistan, you think there's an orbital drop?
I think that, you know, they're just like neighbors. I think they're just right next door to each other, to be honest with you.
Hey, can you guys keep it down? We got this hole over here.
We're shooting giants, man. We got a Stargate over there. Where was I? Oh. Containment by means of a nuclear missile launched from redacted along. That's a long redaction.
It's a long redacted. That's a whole part of the world. I don't know where that's at.
But it's to be used as a last resort. So I really hope. In the event of a
seriously hostile object coming from the hole.
Yeah, I really hope that's not in America. Because I don't want. Don't be nuking my good old USA. Okay.
What happens if you just shoot the nuke right into the hole, like Luke Skywalker did to the Death Star? Just
how did those things curve, by the way, when he shot them? You know what I mean? They were like this, and then they're just shoot.
That's the force, brother. He used the force.
Oh, did he? I don't know enough about Star Wars, but I know I remember seeing that, and I'm like, he just did that. He just made his missiles curve.
Yeah, it's the force.
Okay.
But if we shot a nuke into this rectum of the Earth, that probably would not be a good time somewhere.
I don't know. Maybe it just keeps going round and round and round. Maybe it doesn't hit anything.
Just peters out eventually?
Well, no. Doesn't it speed up?
Oh, that's right. Well, I mean, yeah.
I wonder if it could continually speed up to the point where it destroys itself and just turns into debris.
It's so fast that the friction just sloughs off everything eventually.
Yeah.
Huh. That's a good thought. Depending on, I guess, what is in there. If there's no atmosphere, then what's sloughing it off? Just the speed?
Well, there's no atmosphere in space. There's space debris. Maybe the maybe the whole debris. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just trying to make up shit over here, man.
Astrophysiologist over here.
A Gaia physiologist. Gaia. A
I mean, you skip rocks in a pond, right? Damn, it's a good time. I haven't done that in a while.
I do it almost any time there's water around me. I try to do it. I don't know why. It's like something in me. It's like, skip that rock, dude. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. I'm like, all right, I got to do it.
My inner me wants me to do this, so it's going to happen.
I have no self-control. My brain tells me, skip that rock. It's like, I don't have time for that. I'm carrying a baby. Nope. Put the baby down, skip a rock, pick the baby back up.
Put the baby down.
There's wolves around. Don't care. Put it down, skip the rock.
But the baby, for whatever reason, is covered in salami.
Put it down, put the salami baby down, skip the rock, salami baby's gone. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to jail.
Salami baby. We don't tell anybody about the Somali baby.
Somali baby. Oh, what are we even doing? What are we talking about?
I don't know. This took a turn. But that's it. That's how you contain it. You just build a box around it, I guess, and point some nukes at it and wait.
Well, I mean, it's scary, I guess.
But if you don't fuck with it, it doesn't fuck with you. Hopefully. Anyway.
It's a win-win.
How's that go? The best defense is a good nuke?
I think you nailed it. I think that's exactly right.
All right. Where are we at? I don't know. Tell us what you guys think. Podchaser.com/bringontheweird. Leave us 5 stars there. Apple Podcasts, 5 stars there. And I don't know. What is it really necessary to put down the Somali baby to skip a rock? Salami? Somali?
A salami. It's covered in salami.
It's going to be a pirate anyway, so.
I'm the captain now.
Look at me. I did that one time because I made a meme with that because we just kept getting more and more. Like, we still get them. Those weird podcast promoter people.
Mm-hmm.
So I made a meme with that guy. Look at me. I'm the promoter now. And that's how I replied.
It's so annoying when we get that shit.
It really is. I mean, I guess maybe somebody's trying to make money, but they're not getting my money.
They're not. They're trying to scam money. That's what they're doing.
So they can buy new shoelaces. Something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they do.
Speaking of new clothing accessories.
Shoelaces?
Well, I don't think we have any shoelaces. But you can pick up some cool merch at myconspiracytees.com/bringontheweird, tpublic.com and search Bring on the Weird, or zazzle.com/store/bringontheweird.
And we got to work on our store.
Yeah, I need a new printer.
Go donate some plasma.
I can't because I might have COVID.
As long as you don't get the vaccine, then you might get more monies.
Oh.
Because you have COVID antibodies in your plasmas.
Okay.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
And apparently you can donate plasma 2 times in a 7-day period, as long as it's 48 hours between.
Wow. Well, I might have to do that.
I saw one place. I don't know if they're competing places. There's one place that's about 45 minutes from me, but there's another one that's closer. But the one that's 45 minutes away, the initial... If you do it for multiple days that month, I think it's up to 7 or 8 days in a month, you could do $1,100, dude.
Wow. Damn. Right? I need to do that.
It's the second job without even barely doing anything.
Hell yeah. That's why nobody wants to work. Just giving their blood. Plasma. I can't do it. I don't like needles. I don't like seeing my blood come out of my body.
Well, it comes out. And they go through a machine, then they put it back in because they just separate the plasma.
What if the machine breaks?
What if the machine breaks?
You know what I mean? It just stays in the machine. And the next thing you know, you got a big mecha me walking around. You got, I'm dead. Now the machine is walking around talking about aliens. I don't know. Don't trust them.
Oh. Did you hear that?
No. What was it?
Oh, I'm surprised you didn't hear that. It was a... My boom popping.
Oh.
I don't know why a spring did whatever that was. I'm surprised you didn't hear it.
Nope. Didn't come through for me.
Good. Good.
Good.
But what, an alien? No. A robot that talks about aliens and conspiracy theories. It's like a walking conspiracy theory.
Yep. My blood is now out of me. I am now just a dead organic waste on the table there. And the machine has now assumed my personality. And that's just
because of a little blood.
Mm-hmm. Then next time we go to do the podcast, I'm sitting here, not me, but the machine is sitting here going 11000110 and aliens.
Oh, yeah. Is it because it couldn't solve the captcha on?
Yeah, you'd have to sign in for it.
Oh God, we've already done our thing.
Mm-hmm.
Stay weird, world.
And we'll see you guys next time.